Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Meseches Nedarim, Daf Tesvov. The Gemara says that if a person makes a shavua shaloi ishan shaloi shayavim, a shavua that he won't sleep for 3 days, so malkin oisoi v'yishan la'alta. We give him malkus right away, and we allow him to sleep immediately. Since it is impossible to go for a full 3 days, day and night, without sleep, so therefore, the shavua is impossible to be fulfilled, then mele, we give him a malkus immediately, and we allow him to sleep right away. Why do we give him a malkus? So the Rosh and the Ran both say, afanort, that we give him malkus because he is in violation of the isur of shavuas shav. It's a false shavua, it's inherently false, since it cannot be kept, therefore you get malkus for shvuas shov. Tosfos in Masechta Gittin on Daf Lamed Hey says a different pshat. He brings the Gemara over here, and Tosfos writes that he gets malkus because he's over on bal yachel on the lois say of loy yachel devoroi. Rabbi Chanan Vasamin of the Kovitz Horois in Siman Yud Ches is very puzzled by this Tosfos, and he writes that if you think about it, loy yachel devoroi lechayra is an iso which is chal. When your person makes a neder and the neder takes effect, it has a chalois, so you're not allowed to violate it. If you violate it, you're over on lo yachal devore. But over here, obviously, the neder does not create any isur, and in fact, no isur takes effect. V'horaya, the Gemara said befeish, yishon la'alter, we allow him to sleep immediately. Since it's impossible to keep to this neder, therefore it doesn't create any isur, and you're allowed to sleep right away. So how could it be that you're going to be over on lo yachal devore, according to Tosfos in Gittin, you get malchus for bal yachal? Where is the bal yachal if the person can't be characterized as failing to adhere to the issa that's being created, if in fact no issa was created, since Mezetach, the Gemara says, that Yishon La'alta. That's Rabbi Chanan's kasha. How could there be a lo yachel? Rabbi Chanan answers this by stelling avek, an important principle in understanding the din, the lois hasei of lo yachel devorei by nedorim. Rabbi Chanan writes like this. He says, we find, for example, that one of the types of neder that a person could make is nezirus. That's called one of the categories of nedorim, neither nozir lahazir Hashem, neither neder nozir. By nezirus, Dr. Bachonon, the person makes a neder, and the neder that he creates shafts that he's a shem nozir, and he has activities which are intrinsically ogatized, they're defined as a maisi isur. The giluach seir, to shave his seirois, will be defined as a maisi isur. Shaving wine, drinking wine, metamele meisim, these are all intrinsically, inherently maisi isur for a person was neider a neder of naziris. Masha'en king zot of achonon, if a person doesn't have a neder of naziris, he has a regular neder like any neder in the Torah, over there, this that the person made a neder, he's not going to be drinking this thing, or he's not going to be eating that thing, or sleeping, or whatever the case may be, the yesoid of this, that he's not allowed to violate that, is not because he shaft a maisi iser. In fact, Bechonon is mechadish, that it does not become a maisi iser. He said he won't eat chocolate cake with a neder, it doesn't become that they're eating chocolate cake as a shem maisi iser. Rather, it's Dr. Bechonon, v'imbal that the Torah says, lo yachal devoroi, so he's not allowed to violate his dibor. So if the person goes against the dibor was that he won't eat the cake, or whatever it is, and he went against the dibor, so he's being mechadish his dibber, and therefore the activity, the maise, is also to do not because it's inherently a maise iser, but because it's a hechatimta, in which the person is going to mechal his dibber and going against the dibber, and the person is not allowed to mechal his dibber. That's a yesoidiyistic achiluk of the Bechonon, but in the specific case of being noidib in a ziris, where the person shafts intrinsic maase iser of shaving and etc., a maase einkein, the person makes a regular neder, where he does not shaf an etzem maise iser on the activity he was neither on, but rather he can't do that activity because the activity would be a hechatimtza by which he becomes defined as a mechal diburoi, and the Torah says lo yachal dvor, he can't go against his diburim. Zotah b'cholon, with this we could be mazbir the Tosfos in Masechta Gittin. The Tosfos says if a person makes a shvua shelo ishon, which is impossible to adhere to if it's for 3 full days, so he immediately is ogatayched as being over on bal yachel. Zotah, if we would taych up that bal yachel is because the person created a maase iser, that there's a gewisse maase that becomes ogetaysh, is defined as an activity of iser, and if you violate it, you're over on the maase iser. Over here, there was no maase iser that was shaft by his dibber, because in fact, we didn't create any iser, since it's impossible to not sleep 3 days. There's no iser that's shaft of the iser of sleeping 3 days. But the belt that we explain, that the yesoid hadin of bal yachel devoroi, is not because you can't be over on the maase iser that you shaft, but rather that there's an inherent problem in contradicting his dibur that he said. So over here, the dibur that he said is automatically, intrinsically contradicted. You said you won't be sleeping. You made a neder, you won't be sleeping for 3 days, and that's impossible to keep. So it's inherently contradicted, the dibur. It's a dibur which is mechol v'oymed. Even though there's no masa yisad eshaf, the dibur itself has a problem that it's mechol v'oymed, and therefore you're over on le'achal dvoroi inherently the moment that you make the statement, because he made a statement with made a neder which is intrinsically mechol v'oymed. The person makes a neder that could be kept, when he violates the dibur later on, if he does the activity that was neither against. A person makes a neder that can't be kept, the dibur is called intrinsically mechol, as in oivron bayachal immediately. That's the shitas hatoisis. Azoi zokta b'chonon. Zokta b'chonon, with this yesoid, we could infer a very big kasha that's asked on the Rashba over here in the Dorum later on daft tes zayin omed beiz. The Rashba over there writes that since every neder is an asev alois asay to violate it, the pasuk says, lo yachal devore kachol hayoit me piv yasay, so there's a lav asay, lo yachal devore, the lav kachol hayoit me piv yasay the asay. So since every neder is a lav asay, therefore, by neder, we do not say the klal of asay doich alois asay. If a person has a mitzvah asay to fulfill, he cannot fulfill the asay by violating his neder, since the neder is lois asay vi asay, and we know, ein asay doich alois asay vi asay. The kasha, a very big kasha on this Rashba that Rabbi Chanan brings down, that the Gemara tells us in Masechta Yevamos on Daf Hey, Amud Aleph, that even though Nazirus, to be over on Galeach, the Cyrus of a Nazir, is also a lav asay, there's a lois asay v'asay to violate the Isuri Nazir and to shave one's hair. Nonetheless, if a person has an asay to fulfill in shaving one's hair, for example, he's getting tohor from his tzoras, and he has the asay of Giluach Mitzayra, so he has to shave, and he's going to be going against the, he also has Nazir at the same time, so he's going to be going against the Isuri Nazirus. So we say that the asay of Taglachas Metzaira is doicha the lav asay of Nazir. Ay, ein asay doicha lois asay v'asay. So the Gemara says, no, the lav asay of Nazirus are weaker because shekein yeshnon b'she'elo, because they could be shoyal on them. It's possible for the person to be mat in eder and remove them. So therefore, these are not absolute isurim, the isur to shave the hair and etc. They're not absolute isurim, the yeshnon b'she'elo. But mele, therefore, they're weaker and they're overridden by an asay, and we don't apply the rule of ein asay doicha lois asay v'asay by Nazirus. It's frektzach the kasha, a very big problem with the Rashba in the Dorum Daf Tezayin. The Gochira, by every single neder, we should say exactly the same thing. Every neder has a lav v'asay, true, but it's yeshnon b'she'elo. We could certainly be matter the neder, just like we could be matter the neder of Nazirus, like the Gemara says in the Masechta Yevamos. So therefore, why do we say, what does the Rashba say? That an asay can't be doiche the lav v'asay of neder, because it's a lois asay v'asay, and asay is not doiche lois v'asay. Why don't we apply the rule of the Gemara in Yevamos? So the Gemara said about Nazir, that it's yeshnon b'she'elo, which every neder is neshon b'she'elo, therefore the asay should be doicha the lava asay of every neder. That's the kasha. It's Zokta B'chona, with this yesoy that we said, mechalek, between the yesoy of bal yachil of Naziris and the yesoy of bal yachil of a regular neder, we can fit in for this kasha. Because if you think about it carefully, Zokta B'chona, by Naziris, the yesoy of the isra of Nisuri Naziris is because when a person makes a neder of Nazirus, he creates intrinsic masay iser. Shaving one's hair, cutting one's hair, becomes an inherent masay iser for a nazir. So it's inherently a masay iser. Now, what's the toikef of this iser? How chomer is it? The answer is, it's weak, in fact, because it's yeshna b'she'elo, like the Gemara tells us in Masechta Yevamos Doseis, that this exact same act, which is also to me now, because I'm a person's a nazir, he can't shave his hair, that exact same act could become mutter. The person will be shy on the nazir, so he matter the neder, then act of giluach hasar will become mutter. Therefore, even though it's true that it's also now it's weak, and since it's weak because of an act of which is now also could become mutter, therefore an asay overrides it, even though nazir is a lava asay. Masha ain came out of a chonon by a case of a regular neder. The asoid had been that you can't be over on a regular neder is not that I have some kind of act which is ogatized as a masay iser. In fact, the act does not become ogatized as a masay iser. Person neither not to eat chocolate cake doesn't get an intrinsic masa is it to eat the chocolate cake. Rather, the Yesod HaDin is that the person can't go against the dibur of the Nazirus. He's not allowed to be menage to mechalel the dibur of the Nazirus. That din that you can't go against, you can't violate the dibur of the Nazirus, that din is absolute, and in fact it cannot be erased in any fashion, even if you shayel on the neder. Why? Because if you shayel on the neder, why is it now going to be mutter to eat the chocolate cake? Not because the act of
chocolate cake, which used to be a Masi Isser, is now became a Masi Heter, like you have by Naziris, by Giluach. But the Yesoida then over here is that the problem of the Lord Bal Yachal by Naziris is that you're not allowed to violate your Dibor, and the moment that a person is no longer a Nodur, because now he was Shoyal on the Neder, so his Dibor was Paka, and there is no Dibor of Naziris anymore. The whole list was Lo Yachel Devaroy, you can't go violate your Dibor. The Dibor vanishes, it becomes erased the moment that you're Shoyal on the Neder. So therefore, comes out that the Isser to be violated, a person's Dibor is an Isser which is absolute and never ever becomes Mutter. The fact that you could be Shoyal and become able to eat the chocolate cake or whatever it is, that is only because once you're Shoyal, there is no Dibor anymore in the world at all. It's not like by Naziris where the exact same Masse Isser of Giluach Sar becomes later on Mutter to Megalech, the Sar if you're Shoyal on the Naziris. Over here, there never was a Masse Isser by Neder. The whole Isser was to violate the Dibor, and it happens to be the Dibor only lasts as long as the Neder lasts. If the Neder will vanish, then the Dibor will vanish. So Mela, the Dibor is an absolute Isser, not to be violated, the Dibor, Le'achal Devaray, and the Rashi is richting. The Rashi says correctly on the Tezayin that Ein Asay, no Asay could be Doicha, Lois Asay of Neder, because it's a Lava Asay. It's Yeshem B'She'elo. Zokta B'chon, it's not Yeshem B'She'elo, because in fact, the Isser of Lo Yachel Devaray by Naziris is absolute and can never, never, ever become a Heter. It happens to be, it only lasts, the Dibor itself only lasts as long as the Naziris lasts, as long as the Neder lasts, presents Shail on the Neder, and Mela there won't be any Dibor left anymore. We find a similar discussion, Benegeir, to a very Yesoidistic Ran here on the bottom of the Omud. The Ran brings down a Tzir, which in the Gemara itself discusses over here on Daf Tezvav, a case where you have a Madir and a Mudr that says that one person makes a Neder that somebody else, Ployni, will not able to be Nene from his Nechosim. So who is the one who is going to get Malkus if they're over on by Yachel? The Madir, the person who made the Neder, or the Mudr, the person who became Osir? So the Ran says over here that it's absolutely clear to him that the person who is going to get the Malkus for Bal Yachel is the Mudr, the person who became Nesar, Machmas the Neder, if the Mudr will violate the Isser and go ahead and use the object or get the Hadoah. Zok the Ran, it's absolutely clear to me that the Madir, the person who made the Neder to Asa the Mudr, the Madir will never get Malkus for Bal Yachel, even if the Madir actively assists or actively provides the Mudr with the item in question. Afal Pikein, the Madir is not the person who had the Isser take effect upon him. The Mudr is the person who had the Isser take effect. Meila, only the Mudr could be over on Bayachel and get Malkus for Bayachel. The Madir cannot get Malkus for Bayachel, even if the Madir actively provides the item in question to the Mudr. The Ran says that this is what I hold very strongly, but the Rambam says not like me. The Rambam, in fact, says Mamash Fakid, that the one who gets the Malkus for Bayachel in this case is the Madir, if the Madir provides the item to the Mudr. The Mudr is that the Rambam cannot get Malkus for Bayachel, even though the Mudr is over an Isser and the Mudr has an Isser, because the Isser was shafted by the Madir on his own chosim. Afal pi kein, the Rambam says that a malchus of Bal Yachel, the Mudr will not get, because the Mudr is not the one who made the Neder, and can't therefore be over on Lo Yachel Devoroi, because he didn't make the Neder. It's only the Madir who made the Neder. If the Madir actively violates the Neder by providing the item to the Mudr, then the Madir is the one who is going to get the malchus. The Rambam says, I disagree very strongly. I say the one who gets malchus of Bal Yachel is the one who became Nesar from this Neder, and that certainly is the Mudr, not the Madir, the one who happened to be making the Neder. Rav Abba Berman over here in a shir in the Iyun HaTalmud of Anort explains that the Yesoid HaMachloikis between the Ran and the Rambam is depends on exactly the same Chakira that we spoke of before from Rabbi Chonon, which Rav Abba Berman declares on his own. In other words, the Hainu. Are we going to say that the Isser of Bal Yachel Devoroi, of a person who made a Neder and is not allowed to violate it, is that because when you make a Neder, you create a new Masse Isser, which is intrinsically also to violate? Just like there's some Masse Isserim which are intrinsically also, like eating pork or eating the Vela. So you create a new Isser when you make a Neder, and that becomes a Masse Isser, which is also to violate. Or do we say that the Isser of Lo Yachel Devoroi is not based upon creating a Masse Isser, but based upon the fact that you set a powerful Dibur, that the Dibur itself had an impact as a neder, and therefore it's also to violate the dibur, and that's the reason why that's the yisur hadin of Bal Yachel Devoroi. Zokt of them, the Rav Abba Berman, that the shitas haran is going to be that a person who makes a neder creates a masi isur, and the yisur of Bal Yachel is not to violate the masi isur that was created. That's why the Ran holds poshit, that the mudr, the one who was neser from the neder, that's the one who's over Bal Yachel if they violate it. The madir, the one who created the neder, cannot be over on Bal Yachel, even though they're doing a wrong thing, if they provide the issa, they supply the issa to the Buddha, they're not going to be the one over on Bayachal, because the Masi issa was never ogatized as a Masi issa for the Madir. The Madir said that the Mudir should become Asir, therefore it's only the Mudir who has a Masi issa, and only the Mudir gets Malkus for Bayachal. That's the Ram. Masha'in came to Rambam, Zokter Rambam Berman. The Rambam held that the Yisoid is mamish like Rabbi Chun spoke of before. The Rambam held that the Yisoid of Bayachal is not the creation of a Masi Isser, but that a person can't go against, can't violate the Dibur that was said. Zokt of them, Rabbi Abba Berman, that the Rambam held Abazoi, that the Pasuk of Lo Yachel Divoroi, don't be Mechal your Dibur, then it is going to address the Madir, the person who made the Neder. You made the Neder, no violate the Neder. It's one thing if we were addressing who became also to leave the Neder, but we're not. We're talking about not violating the Neder, not making the words of the Neder, the Dibur of the Neder, into violated words. Ned is going to be Isser, it's going to be Chal on the person who made the Neder and expressed those words. And Mela, that's why the Rambam held that even though it's true that there is an Isor on the Mudr to be Nene, to utilize the object, if the Madr asked it, that's true, there is an Isor, but the Lois of Bal Yachel would not be taking effect upon him, because the Mudr is not the one who made the Dibur, and therefore he's not the one who could violate the Dibur, who could Mechal the Diburim. That's why the Rambam holds that only the Madr is the one who could get Malkus. If the Madr supplies the item in question to the Mudr, then the Madr is actively violating his own words. It's not the fact that he's doing the Masi Issa, but he's violating his words. Because you, the Madr, you stated those words, you created a Cheftza of words of a Nezer, and now you're going against them by providing the Issa to the Mudr. Therefore, you're violating Mechal your own words, and therefore the Rabbim held that that's the case where the Madr provides it. Over there, the Madr is the one who's going to be getting Malkus for the Bal Yachel Devoroi. Zokt the Rabbi Abba Berman that it seems to him that the Ran and the Rambam, according to this Hezber HaMachloikis, are going to be arguing L'shitasam in another major Machloikis that the Ran and the Rambam also have. And that is the following case. A person makes a Shua Shaloi Oichal Klum Shivas Yomim. This case is given by the Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos Perek Hei. Shua Shaloi Oichal Klum Shivas Yomim. A person makes a Neder, he won't eat anything for 7 days, which is impossible because a person would starve to death if he doesn't eat for 7 days. So therefore the Rambam holds that a person who makes this Shavua is going to get Malkus right away for a Shavua Shav. That's the Rambam says. He gets Malkus immediately for Shavua Shav because it's impossible to keep this Shavua. That's the Shitas HaRambam. The Ran in Masechta Shavuos brings down this Rambam, and the Ran disagrees. The Ran says that in fact it's not true to say that it's intrinsically a Shavua Shav, and immediately the moment that he made it, it's possible to keep because he made a Shavua he won't eat 7 days and he can't last 7 days. Names Dr. Ran. In fact, what a person could do is he could starve himself and not eat for as long as it's possible to maintain that without endangering one's life. So he'll starve himself on day one and day two and day three and go on until whatever, day six or whatever it is, as long as it's possible to keep on not eating. And then when he reaches the matzav of sakona of pekuach nefesh, Dr. Ran, so then he'll eat, because at that point it's mutter to eat because the isurei toira become hotar b'moka in pekuach nefesh. So not like the Rambam says, you make a shvua, you won't eat for 7 days, it's impossible to keep in its shvua shav intrinsically, you get malchus right away, and the issa doesn't take effect. Mashain came to Ran, holds the issa does take effect for as long as it's possible to adhere to it, and yitaka osati, you have to starve yourself for days on end, and when you reach the matzav of sakana, then the isurei toira become hutar, and you'll eat then, and it's not called the shvua shav. This is the machloikas between the Ran and the Rambam. Kesef Mishnah of Anort and the Rambam there brings this machloikas, and he says that I say that simple logic tells us that the Rambam is correct. Because it's impossible to go without eating for 7 days. Just like it's impossible to go without sleeping for 3 days, and therefore it's a kol shvua shav immediately, and you get malchus right away. So then it's also impossible to go without eating for 7 days, and vayta to the same thing. It's impossible, it's the shvua shav, and you should get malchus immediately, and the Rambam seems to be correct. Zokta Abba Berman, that if you miss Boyan very good, you can understand, I'll peel the raid that we said till now, what the Iran and the Rambam are arguing about. Zokta, the first thing go off that you have to understand is that really the Yisoidi is a chiluk between a shvua not to sleep for 3 days, which is the case of our Gemara, it's the case of the Rishonim here, and a shvua that the person won't eat for 7 days. The chiluk is that a shvuah that you won't sleep for 3 days is physically impossible to maintain because a person's body will automatically go to sleep. It shuts off and it goes to sleep. And so it's actually physically impossible to not sleep for 3 days. The body simply goes to sleep on you after a while. Ma'ashe'enkein, the shvuah that you won't eat for 7 days is physically possible to maintain. There's no reason it should be impossible. A person could swear that he won't eat for 7 days and not eat for 7 days. It happens to be that he'll die, though. So in other words, it's not that it's impossible to do. However, the chiyuvei Torah kick in and tell us at some point that he's going to not be allowed by the Torah itself to maintain and to mekayim this shvuah, because when it becomes a sakonas nefashis, the Torah is going to tell us he has to override it, and therefore he's going to have to eat. So it's not physically impossible. It actually is possible to maintain this issue of not eating for 7 days, but the dinei haTorah pekuach nefesh will kick in the v'chayim b'hem and tell him to eat. So that's a big chaluk, zokter of Abba Berman. Dr. Azoy, we explained before that according to the Ran, the yesoid of the way that nedorim or shvuos respectively take effect is that when a person makes a neder, he makes a shvuah, he generates a maase iser, a naya maase iser, and he's not allowed to be over on the maase iser. Masha Enkin, we said in the Rambam that the way that the Nedorim and Shvuos take effect is that the person once he makes the Dibur, he's unable, he's not allowed to machal his Dibur to go against his Dibur. The mail over here, where he swears that he won't eat for 7 days. So if I look at it the Ran's way, and I say that I generated a Maase Isser of not eating for 7 days, so am I going to say that this Maase Isser is intrinsically going to have to be violated and therefore it's intrinsically shav? The answer is no. In fact, it won't be intrinsically a hechrech, an imperative, to violate the Maase Isser. Why? Zokter? Because this Maase Isser, as long as it still continues to exist, which is for the first 6 days or whatever it is, so Yitaki will fulfill the Maase Isser, and you won't eat for the first 6 days. The moment that it becomes a Maase Pekuach Nefesh, so a Mokhem Pekuach Nefesh, it's Hutru Isurei Torah, and therefore the whole Shem Maase Isser is going to be Poka, because a Mokhem Pekuach Nefesh is Hutru Isurei Torah. So as long as the Isser continues to exist, you'll keep it for the first 6 days. You'll keep the Yisr and you won't eat. The moment that the seventh day comes and it becomes a Sakonas Nefashos, so at that point, the Pekuach Nefesh is Mati, the Yisr return, and there is no Yisr left. Kum Techois, the Yisr, for as long as it's going to be last, is going to be possible to fulfill. Then a male has no reason why it should be called Shav at all. It's not Shav. The Yisr, as long as it lasts, you can fulfill it. The moment it becomes Pekuach Nefesh, it can't be fulfilled. It's not Toim B'Tesuah Shalo Ishan, which never becomes Pekuach Nefesh. It's just inherently impossible to fulfill because you go to sleep at some point, you just fall asleep automatically. Zokter, ma'ashe'enkein, the shitas harambam, that the Rambam doesn't look at the yesoid of neder or the yesoid of shvua, that you generated a new iser. Rather, the Rambam looks upon it, that it's a question of whether your dibur is going to become becholol. You're not allowed to mechal your dibur, and the problem with shvua shalo ishan goviyom is your dibur from the get go is looked upon that it's going to be becholol. So, meilo zokter, in the same manner, if a person makes a shvua shalo oichal shivas yomim, that dibur also from the get go is going to become becholol. It's true that if you're looking from the standpoint of the Isur HaTorah. So the Isur, you could say, is going to last for 6 days, and the seventh day, the Pekuach Nefesh comes, the Isur is going to vanish altogether. That's from the standpoint of the Isur. But from the standpoint of the Dibur is a 7 day Dibur. It's a 7 day Dibur, and that Dibur is a given from the get go that is not going to be fulfilled. Meila, if the Yesoida Isur is to Mechal the Dibur, if the Yesoida Din is to keep the Dibur or to not violate the Dibur, and this is viewed from the get go as a Dibur which is not fulfillable, and therefore Meila, the Rambam Staka says that you get Malkus right away. So Meila Zokt, the Rabbah Berman, that the Yesoid of the Machloikis, the Rambam is the same in the two places. The Ran holds in both places that the Yesoid Adin of Nedorim and Ashuais is the Shaf Anaya Issa, which has to be adhered to. The Rambam holds in both places the Yesoid Adin of Nedorim and Ashuais is that your Dibur has a Toikev to it and you're not allowed to violate it to go against the Dibur that you said. On Daf Tezvov Amud Beis, there's a very famous machloikis between the Rashba and the Ran over here, which is discussed from numerous angles by many achroinim. The Gemara tells us on Daf Tezvov Amud Beis that if a person makes a neder to his wife, he says, Hanoas Tashmishi Olaich, which is to say that he's asering on his wife, the Hano of his Tashamita, so then Koifeb that we force him to meshamish her, and in fact we say that this neder does not take effect. Why doesn't it take effect? Because the man is meshubad to his wife, atashamita, he has a shibud to her. Since he has a shibud to her, therefore his neder does not have the ability to override the shibud, and meila, therefore his neder doesn't take effect. And he says, tanoas tashmishi aloch, that he wants to aser on her, the hanoah of his atashamita, he's not able to do this because meshubad to her, koifo umisham shose. Basheink, and what if he would say, hanoas tashmi sheikh olai? So there he's shafting an isra upon himself, not upon his wife. He shafts an isra upon himself that he wasn't. That he's being noyed there, that he'll be forbidden, that he'll be osir, and the hanoah of her tashamit will become osir on him. So that could take effect, despite the fact that he's meshubit. Why? Because he's creating an isra not on her. He doesn't have the ability to create an isra on her because he's meshubit. He's creating an isra upon himself, and on that the Gemara says, "Ein ma'achilin loy lo'odam davar ha'osir loy." We do not feed to something to somebody a thing which is osir to him. He generated that her, the hanoah of her tashamit is going to be osir to him. Therefore, consequently, that neder does take effect, and the Meila, he's going to be also in her Tashamita, despite the fact that there exists a Shibud. The Rashba over here asks a couple of kashis from the aside of Mitzvois Lavli Honois Nitnu, which is discussed particularly in Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Ches, like the Rishonim over here bring, and in other places. Mitzvois Lavli Honois Nitnu, which is the aside that we'll be talking about in Mitzvah Shem today, tomorrow, that the Gemara tells us that the Hanoah that a person gets when he does a mitzvah is not called a Hanoah, like we'll see when the Mitzvah Shem coming up. We'll discuss the Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, that the Mitzvois are given La'oil Al Tzavoroi, the Mitzvah are given to be a yoke upon the person's neck, they're not given to be a hanoah. The mela, consequently, a hanoah a person gets when he does a mitzvah is not called a hanoah. Mitzvah is lavle honis nitnu. Frek the Rashba. So the first question the Rashba asks, based on that yisoid, is that the person has a mitzvah of oino, the mitzvah of regularly having tashrus with his wife. That's mitzvah of oino. And since there is a mitzvah of oino, why don't we apply over here the rule of mitzvah is lavle honis nitnu? And therefore, when he makes a neder of hanoah tashmi sheikh olai, and he asks hanoah of her tash on him, why don't you say that it's not, that neder won't be effective to be mevatel mitzvahs oina, because the mokah of the mitzvahs oina wouldn't even be called a hanoah. Mitzvah is lav lahonis nitnu. So any beer that's a chelik of the mitzvahs oina is not ogetashed as a hanoah, and therefore the hanoah is tashcheich alai, that neder wouldn't be negin to asu the kiyum of the mitzvahs oina, since the moment he's mekayin the mitzvahs oina, heisach ken hanoah, it's not a hanoah, mitzvahs lav lahonis nitnu, and his loshon was hanoah is tashmisheich, that shouldn't be applied b'negin to the mitzvahs oina. And for the Rashba, a somewhat unclear teretz. The Rashba answers that the mitzvah's oino is machmoso v'loy machmosoi. It's founded, it's yesoid, is from her perspective, not from his. Machmoso v'loy machmosoi. Umishum de ishtabed lo, because he is meshubod to her, there's a shibud that he has, he has to fulfill his shibud to her. That's the yesoid of the mitzvah's oino is. And therefore, zok the Rashba, the moment that he says, hanoas tashmishich olai, and he makes that neder, and it becomes impossible for him to do the tashmish, the Mela, therefore, becomes impossible for that Shibud to be fulfilled. That is the Rashba's Teretz. It's extremely, extremely unclear Rashba. And the Karanoyer right over here jumps on this Rashba. He asks the Kashi, he doesn't say any Teretz. He says he doesn't understand, after all, the Veritur in this Rashba. So it's from her standpoint, it's not from his. So he says, what's the Rashba saying? That the Yisoid of the Mitzvah Soina is, it creates that he's Meshubud to her, to regularly have Tashmish, to perform the Mitzvah Soina. It's a Shibud, and B'mokum that it's a Shibud. So apparently, we seem to be not applying the rule of Mitzvah Islav. When we're calling it Hano anyway, and therefore it's also, why fret the Karina? Who cares if it's based on being a Shibud? It's not a Shibud. What's an Afghan Minizok there? A Sheyir definitely is a mitzvah in the Torah, like any other mitzvah in the Torah. Then, therefore, the mitzvah Soina is a mitzvah. We should say mitzvah of the Honest Nitna when it's not a Hano, and it shouldn't be included in Tano as Tashmish and Halai. Once an Afghan Minna, that somehow it's based upon the fact that the husband has a Shibud to his wife. That the Karina answers, and he doesn't say a Teretz. Radovid Povarsky over here suggests a Mahalach in this Rashba. Radovid Povarsky says, somewhat bekitzer, a story that we'll be discussing Mr. Shemur Ba'arichos later on from others, and that is that the basic idea of mitzvois lav lehonos nitnu is that the maisei mitzvah, the act that the person is doing, verit ogetaisht, it becomes defined as an activity of a mitzvah. To use Rashi's lashon, we'll quote, it's a mitzvah, an activity which is ogetaisht as a maisei of the kiyum ho'oil al tzavoroi of the person. So meila is nisht ogetaisht, it's not defined as a maisei hamahana of an activity which gives him hanor, because vakeret, the activity is defined as a maisei hamitzvah. Zokta v'dobe pavarsky, that works by regular mitzvahs, where the yisoid of the din mitzvah is that we define the act as a maisei mitzvah, the act of as shofar, as act of a ma'isa mitzvah, of achilas matzah, and v'chol v'chol. Masha ein kein zok there, the mitzvahs oino, which over there, the mitzvahs oino, the whole yesoid of the din is that she has a shibud on him, and she has a recht, a right, so to speak, to be goyver her shibud and to collect it, and that's why he's mechuyev to have the tasha mitzvah with her on a regular basis. So the mail over there, the activity in and of itself, the etzem ma'isa of the tasha mitzvah does not become ogetaisht, defined as a ma'isa mitzvah. It's simply doimetu gvias hachoyev. She has the right to collect this shibud that's mutl upon him, that she has the right to impose over him. Mail, it's all it is like a gvias hachoyev. It's a fulfillment of a gvia of a shibud. Therefore, it's not ogetaisht ba'atzmusa. It's not intrinsically an act of a ma'isa mitzvah. And the mail, therefore, since it's not be'etzem a ma'isa mitzvah, we are able to look upon it as a ma'isa hanor. If we would say that it is a ma'isa mitzvah that takes over the label, that's kaveh, the shem of the activity, it's a shem of a oil al savor, oil mail, it can't be a ma'isa mahana. But now that it's not intrinsically defined as a ma'isa mitzvah, it's just a hechatimtza b'yalma, which the shishtabdus that she has over him gets paid up, the mail, therefore, then it could be ogetaish as a ma'isa providing with hanor, and therefore we don't say mitzvah lavel honus nidnum. That's how Rabbi Dov Bavarsky explains, and we'll see more about the general yisoid later. But the Rajba comes back and he asks a second kash over here. The Rajba asked, Aniyah, that we took care of the mitzvah's oinah, the be'emes is also a tzeitim mitzvah, a second mitzvah of puravu. That's also a mitzvah, piriviriviyah. So the mitzvah piriviriviyah has nothing to do with any kind of shibud at all. So why don't you say that the ma'isa bia that he's doing with his wife, that's a ma'isa of puravu, and we should apply therefore the rule, mitzvah is lav lehonos nitnu, and therefore it should not be included, the act of piriviriviyah, the tasha mitzvah, the isha, should not be included under the label of hanoas tashmishi alai, because we should apply mitzvah lav lehonos nitnu. Of them, and for the Rajba, another teretz, which also needs a hezbir, we'll see later that the achorinim matazich what they talk to explain the teretz. The Rajba answers that although the ish has a mitzvah of puravu, but there's nothing in the mitzvah of puravu intrinsically as mechayev him to fulfill it with this isha as opposed to any other isha in the whole world. Puravu could be fulfilled with any isha. He has tashas any isha and produces a kidney, mechayev the mitzvah of puravu. May the mitzvah oina that we spoke of before is specific to this isha, it happens to be his wife. Mashenkin puravu is just a mitzvah that devolves upon him, which he could fulfill with any isha in the world, not specifically with this one. And may the, therefore, Dr. Raja, we do not apply the rule of mitzvah lav lehonos nitnu in a case where there was no hechrich from the standpoint of the mitzvah to do it in this oifen that would give him this hano with this isha. He could have done it in a different oifen that wouldn't go against the neder. He could have chosen to have the puravu by having tashed with a different isha. So since you are the one that chose, Dr. Rajma, to have the puravu with this isha that was your choice, and there was nothing in the mitzvah that was mechayev the choice he made that way, therefore we don't apply mitzvah lehonos nitnu, and mele therefore. Therefore, there's no mitzvah lehonos nitnu, and it is necessary to have a tashu with this isha based on the hanos tashmishi alai. Then Mrs. Teretz also needs a head, but that's the truth. And the achorin of matazach, what's enough committed that he did choose, he didn't choose. Ultimately, the bottom line is that this act is an act, the act of tashu is the act of fulfillment of the mitzvah puravu. That's a fact, whether he could have done it differently or not. And we'll talk to Mr. Shem later about how the achorinim are mazbir this teretz. The component of the Raja himself actually does suggest, based upon this rate of his, that if a person would say, Tashmish kol hanoshim olai, so he was noyder an iser to ask upon himself the hanos tashmish of all the women in the world, that the kenzan the din would taka be different, and if he would say that loshain, that would taka the having a tasha mitzvah of puravu would not be included in the neder, because that would not be hanos tashmish al kmus lav lehonos nitnu, since over there he said hanos tashmish kol hanoshim olai, and therefore there is no way for him to get around that by having a tashmish some other isha, since all the noshim tashmish are all nichol in the neder. Therefore, in that case, I would say mitzvah lehonos nitnu, and if he's mekayeh the mitzvah puravu, and that's why he's having tashmish, it would not be included in the neder of hanoas tashmish kol hanoshim. That's the Rajba suggests. The Ran over here fundamentally says a whole different yesoy to get around these kashas. The Ran mentions the mitzvah of oin, and he mentions the mitzvah puravu, and the Ran says that b'chlal, there's no application over here whatsoever to the yesoy hadin of Rosh Hashanah, mitzvah Rosh Hashanah, of mitzvah lehonos nitnu. Why? Because the Ran taina is that the Gemara
Gemara Shana, when it says the rule of Mitzvah Lohanus Nitnu, was talking, what the Gemara was saying was that the Hanoah of the Etzem fulfillment of the Mitzvah is not called a Hanoah. The Gemara was not talking where there are side physical Hanoahs Haguf, like Hanoahs of Tasha Mitu, which is Hanoahs Haguf for the Mensch, that the Gemara should say that that's also not called a Hanoah B'Mokam Mitzvah. The Gemara never meant to say that at all, Dr. Ran. The Gemara was saying the Etzem fulfillment of the Mitzvah itself, that's a Geshmaka thing, that would have been called a Hanoah, and that was saying that's a oil of Tavoroi, and that's not called a Hanoah. So the Gemara, for example, Rosh Hashanah talks about a Shoifer, Rosh Hashanah, a person they didn't made a neder that the Shoifer is offered to him, so he could blow the Shoifer and Rosh Hashanah with it, because that act of Tkiyah Shoifer, which giving you a Hanoah's Kiyom HaMitzvah, so Hanoah's Kiyom HaMitzvah is not called a Hanoah, and is not included in the neder. The Ran says that Be'emes, you see, Ba'alil, it's very, very clear from the Sugya itself in Rosh Hashanah that that's the case, because the Gemara later on the Omer in Rosh Hashanah that Chav Ches brings the case of a neder Hanoah min Hamayon, that the person made a neder of Hanoah, that it'd be ushered to be Toivel in a particular well, and so the Gemara says he made a Hanoah, and he wants to be Toivel in the well for the purpose of becoming Toher, for the mitzvah of becoming Toher. So on that, the Gemara says, if it's the winter time when there's no hageshmak, there's no hanoas haguf in being toivel in the mayon, so then it's mutter to be toivel in the winter time, because even though he's being toivel, it's mitzvah lohonas nenu, he's getting something out of it, he's getting a tire out of it, that's mitzvah lohonas nenu, and it's not a problem, and it's not called the violating the neider hanoah for the mayon. Mashenkin, in the summertime, the person gets a geshmakite, hanoas haguf, having been toivel in the mayon, so the hanoas haguf, the taka asks it. The Gemara says, he moys hachame, he's also litvoil, where he made a neder hanoah from the mayon. So the Ran says, you see, my prefers, like I'm saying, that hanoah haguf, a side hanoah haguf, a physical pleasure that the person gets b'shas when he does the mitzvah, is not subsumed under mitzvah lav lohanas nitnu, and therefore, as for Moshal and our Gemara, where the person is getting the physical hanoah of the tasha mitzvah, there's definitely no application whatever to the yisoid hadin of mitzvah lav lohanas nitnu, and therefore, the mela definitely, even whatever mitzvah the person is getting, oino mitzvah pirvuru, it doesn't make a difference, it's all included anyway in the label of Hanoah's Tashmish HaLai because of the physical Hanoah, the Hanoah's Haguf that the person experiences. This is the Ran. Now, Be'emes, right off the bat, like we'll see, the Rishonim actually addressed this Ran's Raya, which sounds like a very strong Raya, from the Noid Hanoam and Amayon, where it says in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that it's also Litfoil, and the Moisa Chamo, because you're getting a pleasure. So Be'emes, one there, it's the Meiri in Rosh Hashanah of Chof Ches, really brings the Beferish Machalik of Rishonim along the exact same lines of the Ran Rashbo over here. He brings two days over there about whether the mitzvah of lohanas nitnu also applies to side physical pleasure that the person experiences, like the pleasure of getting cool from dipping in the mayan during the summertime. And the Meiri writes, he personally is noted to the Shita that the Hanoah's Haguf are not subsumed under mitzvah lav lohonus nitnu, which is like the shit of the Ran over here, and you can learn the Gemara Kepshutai, in my opinion, Zokter, that in the summertime you're getting a physical pleasure, it's not obliterated, that pleasure, by mitzvah lohonus, and it's Hanoah's Haguf, and it's also during the summer. But he brings down that there are other Rishayinim, Zokter Meiri, that they understood, like the Rashba over here learns, and they learned up that even a physical Hanoah's Haguf that the person gets while he's doing a mitzvah does not have a shem of mitzvah lav lohonus, because it's intrinsically, I'm sorry, it does not have a shem of a Hanoah, because it's intrinsically ogetaisht as a mass, a mitzvah, and it's oil tzavoroi, and therefore even a side pleasure that the person gets, hotnishkin shem hanoah. And those Rishayinim, Zoktim Iri, they learned up differently. The case of Mayon and the Yemoy Sachamo, they learned that the problem was not while he's dipping in the mikvah, while he's doing the Maisa mitzvah. Because at that time, in the Hanami, he's doing a mitzvah, and it's not, hasnishkin shem, it's not cool that he's getting hanoah. But when he arises from the mikvah, when he leaves the mikvah, and the water is still on his guf, and he still has the geshmak, so at that time he's past the stage of doing the mitzvah, and Afa Pikeni still has the hanoah from the Mayim during the Moisa Chamo, and that was the Isser in the Gemara. So, in fact, the Meiri brings down, there's two ways to learn the Sugya over there, and we'll see more on this coming up, Nitz Hashem, and it's not a Raya Mechurachas from the Sugya, one way or the other, to this very basic Hakira, and this Machloikas, we show him how to learn Mitzvah Islav, Lehonos Nitnu. So first of all, a basic optaich and what the Yesoid HaMachloikis between this Ran and this Rashbo is all about. In the Maratz Chayas over here, in back of the Gemara, he brings down a vort that he heard from Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius. That's the great Godel, the author of the Mechaber of the Sefer Beis Ephraim, and others for him. So Rabbi Zalman Margolius said that to understand correctly this Machloikis between the Ran and the Rashbo, we have to still to a somewhat similar concept that we find in Toisis, in Masechta Pesachim Daf Mem Vov. Taisa over Nir is going, the halacha in Hilchos Yontif is that the Malach HaSeichel Nefesh, which a person is going to get a benefit out of, a chila out of, he's allowed to do Malach HaSeichel Nefesh on Yontif. If the person will not get a benefit out of it, he can't do the Malach on Yontif. What about Nidorim and Nidovois, which is certain Kabonis, like Kabonis Shlomim, which a lot of the Chelev, a lot of the Evorim are going to go to Gavoya, but the person is going to eat the meat himself. Says a Machlaikis in the Gemara Masechta Beya, if Nidorim and Nidovois are craving beyond if or not craving beyond if, do I touch it up as a maisa of producing a food for a hedyot, because the hedyot, the ordinary person, is going to be eating the basar, and male, therefore it's a malach ha-sechon nefesh at motor and yontif, or do I touch it up basar the chelak ha-gavoya, and therefore it's, even though something will go to the hedyot, but it's primarily ogetaych that it's something will go to gavoya to the bezbech, and therefore not motor and yontif. So Taisis and Psachim says that the yasoid of machloik is in Be'er, of whether the dorm of is a craving beyond if or not craving beyond if, is in terms of how do I define the ikr maisa that the person is doing, the maisa avoid a korban. Do we say that the ikr maisa that he's doing is beikr, beikroi, for the purpose of providing for the gavoya, letzorach gavoya, providing for the bech, but grada, bemikra bialma, it happens to be that there'll be some boss that will be produced and it's going to go the odom. But that's not the ikr chelik is le gavoya, and botil chelik ahedi, the chelik a gavoya, like Taisis is loshen over there, and therefore we touch it up as a maisa, these avoidus or le gavoya, and a mela, therefore they're also. The other man, the oman, the domer, the a crave me yontif, see, he holds that, we touch up the pu'ula be'ikroi as a pool that's going to be producing basar for the people to eat, for the bailam and the kohenim and etc. to eat. And mainly, even though there is a chel that's going to go l'gavoya, it's called ikroi lehedyoit, and therefore it's taisa as a malach ha-sechel nefesh, which is mutter on yotif. That's taisa. So Zoktov Demer, befriends Amlo Golius, brought here in the Maratz Chayef, that he says it's a similar, very similar question in the case, Menidin Didan, in the case over here, in terms of the machloikas between the Ran and the Rashbo. That's heista zoit. I have a maisa that I'm doing, which is be'ikroi a maisa mitzvah, but it also provides for a side hanoas haguf. The person is tovel in the mayon, it's a maisa mitzvah of tevila, and it also gives him hanoas haguf during the summertime. The person has tasha mita, it's a maisa mitzvah oinu puravu, it also gives him the hanoas haguf. So the Rashbo had gehalten, the base of Ryan said, the Rashbo held that this pu'ula is defined be'ikroi as a maisa mitzvah. That's the primary label of the pu'ula, it's be'ikroi a maisa mitzvah. The fact that the person happens to be getting some hanoah is physically true, he is getting some hanoah, but that's not the ikr kvius, the ikr optaich of the pu'ula that he's doing, and therefore the maisa is ogetaich as a maisa mitzvah, not a maisa mahana, and therefore is not going to be osir with the ishanoah of the neder. Mashen kein, the Ran held that the pu'ula that the person is doing, just like it has a label of a maisa mitzvah, it also has a very chosh of a label of a maisa mahana that it's giving hanoah, and the maisa mahana that it's giving hanoah is not somehow ancillary or unimportant or bottled to the main label of the Maisa Mitzvah. No, the Hanoah is also a choshev, a component of the activity that he's doing. And maybe that's what the Ran held, that it's called the Maisa Mahana, that's giving a Hanoah, and that's why it's going to be Aser, even in a case where he's also getting a Mitzvah. That's how the Rebbe Zalman Golias learned, brought down the Maratz Chayes. Rebbe Abba Berman over here in the Shir says a very, very important Yesoid over here. So let's see a Mitzvah Shem, we a little bit, that a Shari Yoysher of Shimon Shkop said the same basic Yesoid in a somewhat different context. Rebbe Abba Berman says that if you miss Boyne very good in the mitzvah, Maras Chayes, you think about what he brings from Reb Zalman Golias, there's something wrong over here. So the main law by the case of Malachas Yonta that Tosfos is discussing, there, the really, it's really, really true that the aside of the Shaila there is, how do I define the Maisa that he's doing? Yeah, how do I touch up the Malacha that he's doing? Is it a Malacha L'Tzorech HaHedit, which will be Mutter on Yontif? Is it a Malacha L'Tzorech Gavoya, which happens to be a Hedit, we'll get from it, in which case it's going to be also. That's a very richtige aside and a richtige uptight what Tosfos says, B'negeh Tehilch HaMalacha on Yontif. Mashenkin over here, we're not discussing Hilchos Malachas, we're discussing Hilchos Hanoah. So the Chayru, who says that it's really an important question altogether whether the Pu'ula is ogetaych as a Maisa Mahana, a Maisa which provides him with Hanoah, or I can't give it that optaych because since it's Ikroi, Be'ikr ogetaych as a Pulas HaMitzvah, so therefore the label of the Pulas Mahana becomes ancillary and toffel and unimportant, and therefore it's ogetaych as a Pulas. Who cares whether that is so or not, Dr. Abba Berman? Why don't you just say the Uvda is that I'm deriving Hanoah from this, I'm getting Hanoah out of it. Whether the mice is ogetaych as a mice of providing the Hanoah, that you could clear. But whether I am receiving Hanoah, that you can't clear. That's a fact that I'm getting Hanoah out of it. Even if you don't touch up the mice as a mice amahana, the reception of the Hanoah, the person is experiencing the Hanoah in his guf. That's a fact. So the Chayr, if the person made a neder, he can't experience the Hanoah as a guf, or the mice is experiencing the Hanoah as a guf, the mail should be also, regardless of what the uptouch of the mice is, and it's no sush Shal the Taisis, because by Taisis the Shaila is whether it's a Malacha on Yontif, and there it's correct to say that the question is Taiching up the Maisa. Here it's L'choira incorrect, because here the Yosef the Shaila ought to be if I'm deriving Hano, which I am, regardless of the Maisa is Ogatash as a Maisa Mitzvah or as a Maisa Mahana. A big kasha on this Yosef of the Reb Zalman Margolius. Because on this, Reb Abba Berman says, and we'll see Be'ez Hashem, hopefully, that the Shari Yosher of Shimon Shkop says the same exact Yosef for another context, that they both explain that the din of Isser Hanoah and the various Isura Hanoah in the Torah, the Yosef of that din is not that the person shouldn't receive the Hanoah, that he shouldn't be Makabal Hanoah, but rather the Yosef of every Isra Hanoah is that you shouldn't do a Maisa Hishtamshus in a particular Dovor, in a particular item, a Maisa Hishtamshus which provides you with Hanoah. You can't do a Maisa which is Ogetash as a Maisa Hamahana. That is the Yosef Adin of all Isra Hanoah. And Mail of Demet Zeir Richtig, and he the Tzustel Zokta to the Toysim Sochim, which he accepts the Tzustel to the Toysim Sochim. You know, the word is that just like over there, I have to clear whether the Iker of the Optaish of the Maisa that he's doing of the Avoidus or a Maisa of a Mahana to the Odom providing for the Odom or if the Iker Maisa Lagavoya. Likewise over here I have to know whether the act is so totally Ogetash as a Maisa Mitzvah that takes up the total uptaish of the act, of the Pa'ula, and Mela it's not called a Maisa Mahana, and therefore even if we'll ultimately say that the person is receiving a Hano because he's experiencing the Hano of the Tashash Hano of the Bin Tevel and the Mayon Afal Pikein, since the Pa'ula that he's doing can't be Ogetash with that label of a Maisa Mahana because it's Ogetash, it's defined intrinsically as an act of a mitzvah, so therefore there's no aveiras isra hano, you're not over on the isra hano, you're not over on the din neder, because you didn't do a maisa hamahana, even if ultimately you received and you experienced the hano that is to be gotten. Now let's come back with all this to talk about the very sosendike vort that we said from the Rajba before. The Rajba asked that l'choira in our Mishnah where the person said hanoas tashmishech olai, so the Gemara says that in fact he becomes also to have tashmish his wife because of the neder that he made. The frekt of them the Rajba, why don't you say it's not a hanoah because it's a mitzvah puruvu and mitzvah lav lohonis nitnu, and since he's doing a mitzvah puruvu it's not called a hanoah, and in Meila therefore l'choira the whole hanoah tashmish olai shouldn't apply to Asatashamita since it's a mitzvah lav lohonis. And that the Rajba said before that since the mitzvah puruvu is efsha beisha acheres, so he's the one actively choosing to have the tashmish this Isha with his wife, because he could be fulfilling Puruvu with a different Isha. So Mela, since he's the one who's choosing to do it with this wife, Mela, therefore, I don't apply the rule of Mitzvah Lav L'Honis. No, the Rashi doesn't need to explain exactly why, and that's why we say that it is called a Hanah, and it's also with the Hanah's Tashmishach Allah. If Frekt of them, the Keren Oir over here, the Keren Oir writes that he has very, very shver this teretz. He says, if you think about it, the Gemara has a famous case in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Ches. The Gemara discusses a person who asks a shofar on him Bahano, and he makes a neder, and the Gemara says that Afal Pikein is allowed to blow on that shofar on Rosh Hashanah to be yoitz of the mitzvah of Tkiyah shofar Rosh Hashanah, because mitzvah is lav lehono is nitnu, and it's not called a Hano, and that's why there's no problem, even though the shofar was another Hano from him. Frekt the Keren Oir, that's true. That mitzvah of the Hondas Nitnu, when he's getting a mitzvah at Kiyah Shofar. But what about the fact that only that one Shofar is also with the Neder? There's many, many other Shofars in the world which are not also to the Neder, and he's actively choosing to blow with this Shofar. The same way the Rajba says, in our case, that he could have had Tashrish many other Noshim in the world to be Yoytzer Puravu, and he's choosing to have the Tashrish this Isha with his wife to be Yoytzer Puravu, and therefore that choice makes it that it is called Ahanoah. We don't apply mitzvah of the Hondas. We should say that about Shofar Mesach Rosh Hashanah as well, and you'll undermine the whole Gemara over there, that the Gemara seems to mavur that there's no problem using a shofar that he's noder on, another hanoah from the kind of mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah. That's the Ekeriris Kasha. Zokt of them, the Rababa Berman, the Be'emes, he says that if according to everything that we're saying, the truth is a very, very big chilah between the two sugyas. It's not a Kasha. Because over there in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara is discussing which hanoah. When we're discussing the shofar is nodor hanoah, the hanoah the person is getting over there is not the hanoah that it's somehow intrinsically enjoyable to hear the blowing of the shofar. Why is it enjoyable? It's not like he's making some kind of special tunes out there. All you're just getting is the sound of the blowing. The din of the Gemara over there is the hanoah samitzvah alain. Every person fulfills the mitzvah, there's obviously some sort of hanoah that he gets out of performing the mitzvah. And the Gemara, to have a minute, that itself should be called a hanoah. So the Gemara, mitzvah lav lohonis ninu. So the taish mitzvah lav lohonis ninu over there is that the hanoah's kiyum mitzvah, it doesn't have a shem hano whatsoever because it's obliterated. It's the whole hano is totally bottled to the oil al tzavoroi concept that it's a kiyum ha'oil that the person is doing by getting the mitzvah. And in Mela, the hanoas kiyum ha'mitzvah hasish kan hano at all. It doesn't even have a label of hano. Vanir, it doesn't make a difference, and you won't apply the Rashbi the story that he could have done it with a different shofar. It doesn't make a difference whatsoever. What's the nafkamina? He could have done it with a different one, or this is the only one. It doesn't make any difference. The fact is that the whole hano is nishkan hano. He's not getting hano from the, because the whole hano is the kiyum ha'mitzvah, and then hano is not labeled hano at all. The Rashbi was only talking specifically in the case at hand over here, where in addition to whatever hanoas kiyum ha'mitzvah there is in the mitzvah of puravu, there is also a hanoas haguf in the experience of tasha mita alein. There's a zaitig hanoas haguf, and the Rashbi happens to hold al pishi tosoi that even the zaitig hanoas haguf is bottled to the shem of ma'isa mitzvah that's being getan, and therefore it's not called a ma'isa mahane. That's the shittas Rashbi, and therefore he held there is a dion over here to apply mitzvah is lav lehona is nidnu even though the zaitig hanoas. But if them zok the Rashbi havchona a chiluk, zok the Rabbi Berman, he says a chiluk, that you say it is only applicable where you had no choice and it wasn't efshed the mekayin mitzvah ba'achiris. If you had a mitzvah efshed mekayin mitzvah ba'achiris, that's where I'm going to say that it is hano. So the yisoid of the din of the Rashbi is that be'emes over here, the person definitely is experiencing a zaitig hano. He's getting the hano. The elamai, the shayla over here is like we explained before. The shayla is, are we going to touch up the maisa tasha mitzvah, the maisa that is doing as a maisa mahana? Because that's the only oiver on isuri hano in the din of Torah, is to be touched up that the maisa that you're doing is a maisa, an activity that's mahana you, that's giving you pleasure. If I hold and I apply mitzvah lav lahon ninu, then what I'm saying is that since this act is intrinsically an act of a kiyum ha'oil, of subjugating oneself to the Rabbeinu Shalom, that's the taich of the act, the definition of the activity, and mele, it can't be called an act of giving pleasure, and therefore you're not a violation of Yisrael Hano. Zok der of Mashenkin over here, that's the Rashbi's talking. So it says over here where the person is getting this Zaitiga Hano. So if he had no choice, but he had to do this pa'ula, so this pa'ula is intrinsically ogataish as a ma'isa mitzvah, not a ma'isa mahana. But over here he had a choice, and he actively was boycher to have the tashu with this isha. He could just allow Makayim Puruv with a different isha, and he was boycher, he made a decision to have tashu with this isha. So therefore, Zok there, over here, the person's conscious choice, his bechira to do the pula satashu with this isha specifically, is going to be keveya, that this act of tashmish is also called a ma'isa hanoa klape him. Because the mitzvah did not impose upon him that this specific act had to be done. It could have been done in a different act. This, the choice that he made to do with this specific act, that choice is keveya, that the pula very ogatayish, that it's also called a ma'isa mahana klape him, and that's why in this case, the Rashbi holds that he won't apply mitzvah lav lahonas nitnu, where he's boichet hatatashish with this specific isha. It's interesting to note that the assumption which underlied Rabbi Abba Berman's vort that we just spoke of, which is that he explained that in the Sugya and Rosh Hashanah of Shofar is different, because Shofar, there is no intrinsic Zaitigir Hanor in listening to a Shofar. It's only the Hanor of Kiyum HaMitzvah that's the Diyun over there. That Hanor seems to be not Muskim, and the Keren Oira over here seems to assume that Nadabi holds this way. The Keren Oira over here brings down a big machloikis between the Balamoyer and the Melchamis in Mesechta Rosh Hashanah over there on the Chav Ches. That they argue by this din that the Gemara says a person makes a neder from a shofar, sees a lot of mekayim mitzvahs kia shofar with that shofar, because mitzvahs lav lahonis nitnu. Would I say that also the same thing benegeya to a mitzvah of blowing derabonon? That says that the balamur over there is dan benegeya to the mitzvah of blowing chatzoytzrois in the mikdash on a tainis. Is that mitzvah zok there? The balamur is a mitzvah derabonon to blow chatzoytzrois in the mikdash on a tainis. Zok there that there if the person is nodur from the chatzoytzrois, he's not going to be allowed to use those chatzoytzrois on a tainis, because since it's only a mitzvah, the Rabbanon, we will not be able to apply the rule of mitzvah lav lahonis nitnu. It's not doimit to the Gemara's shofar case, because that's a deraisa, mitzvah deraisa, that's where I apply mitzvah lav lahonis. The Ran over there, the Ran, says that he doesn't agree with this Ramban. With this Balamur. The Ran says that he tainis that makom mokoim mitzvah iko. He says, what's enough gemitzvah? Mitzvah deraisa, mitzvah Rabbanon. The fact is, you're doing it als mitzvah. We keep the Rabbanon as well, of course. And therefore, you're doing it als mitzvah. The Chatzot mitzvahs on the tainis. And we ought to apply mitzvah lav lohonis, even if he's not from the chatzoytzris. And he says that the whole balamoyas yisoid, chalak deraisa from the abonans, it gets very messy, because by shoifer gufa, this tkiyas de ma'umad, tkiyas de ma'yusha, the first set, the second set, there's the first set is deraisa, the second set is derabonan pashtis, there's different sets, one is deraisa, one is derabonan. So zokter, you're going to end up spalting with Roshana gufa, that some of the tkiyas you could do with the shoifer the inodor and some that you can't, which is not mastava, not mashma. And then mainly he says, doesn't make a difference whether it is deraisa or derabonan.
The Kerenoyer wants to say over here that the Yisoid HaMachloikis between the Balamoyer against the Ran is going to be toloi in whether we're going to name on that a person who hears a Tkiyas Shoifor, he has the Tkiyas Chatzoyis, right, and a Tainis, is there an Etzam Hano in hearing these koilois? So that if you blow a whole shear, then it would certainly be a Hano in hearing the shear. The Maisi, you're not blowing in a particular shear, but Afal Pikain, there may be an intrinsic Hano in hearing the Koil Shoifor and the Koil Chatzoyis, so it's totally a Chutzok there from the Hanoas Kiyam HaMitzvah. There's other Azoy. The Hanoas Kiyam HaMitzvah itself, Zokter, that makes no sense whatsoever to Mechalak between the Raisis and the Rabbanas. Because the Hanoas Kiyam HaMitzvah is, in, like we quoted from Rashi, Kamapomim, that's an oil of Savoroi, and it's not called a Hanoah, and there's no reason to think that Hanoah's Kiyam Mitzvah Davonon should be any different, and should be called a Hanoah. So on there, everybody would agree, all the Rishonim would agree, that the Hanoah's Kiyam Mitzvah of Chatzoytzis, which would be Davonon and a Tainis, Afal Pikein, even though it's Davonon, would definitely not be called a Hanoah. But if I want to learn that there is also a Zaitik Hanoah to be had from the intrinsic hearing of the Koil Chatzoytzis, the Koil Shoifer, which is enjoyable to the ear, if you want to name one that there is such a Zaitik Hanoah as well, then you're going to have to assume that the Kerenoyer, that the Shem, the Chshivas of the Shem Meiser, of the mitzvah that the person is doing, is going to be Mevatel, so to speak, the Shem of the Hanoah, and in Mela, it's not going to be called the Hanoah, even if the person is getting Epes Hanoah Sagorf out of it. That's only going to be applicable if it has the Chshivas of a Mitzvah Deiraisa, and that's the Chiluk that the Baal Meir is making. That's why the Baal Meir understood that there's Epes Hanoah Sagorf, there's an intrinsic Hanoah Shmias HaKoyel that the person is getting from hearing the Shoif and the Chatzoytzis. That's why he says that by a Deiraisa, the Chshivas of the Shem Kim Mitzvah Deiraisa is so great that Mavatli Hanoah, the Zaitik Hanoah that to be had by the Rabbanan, he doesn't have such a chshivas, the Shem of the Mitzvah, and therefore you're also to hear the Chatzoytzis you're another from because of the Zaitik Hanoah, the Shmias HaKoyel that you're getting. Masha Enkein Deran Hel Zokter, that the only Hanoah that a person has, if he's not hearing a tomb being blown, he's not hearing a shear, it's just a regular Koyel Shoifer, Koyel Chatzoytzis, the only Hanoah there to be had is the Hanoah's Kiyam HaMitzvah itself, then Dr. Anzeir Richtig, if that's the only Hanoah, Havada Menachem Machaluk, and Havada we're going to say that regardless, Mitzvah Deraisa or Mitzvah Rabbanan, the Hanoah of Kiyam Mitzvah itself doesn't have a Shem Hanoah, and Mela, therefore there's no Chiluk, and both Deraisa and Rabbanan will be Mutter, even a Shoifer Hatzoysis that you know they're from.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.